This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this one is about sacred spaces. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
So Carolyn and Menard Sofer's church, New Birth Ministries, began in Seattle's Capitol Hill. They moved to Skyway in the late 1990s and found that they had their work cut out for them.
There's a sign that's outside of our building. It says, pray for what?
Peace.
Peace and where?
In Skyway.
This is Skyway. Shootings have occurred. They left shells on the parking lot. They found people who were hurt at our doorstep. Right. But we were yet maintaining a facility, a place to make a difference.
Soon after New Birth arrived, other churches followed. Then even more. Now, Skyway has more than 40 different churches, all for an unincorporated area with about 16,000 people.
Okay, so you want to sort of describe where we are?
Yeah, this is the Skyway West Hill area, and this is Church Mecca.
Carolyn Sofer takes me on a quick tour of this stretch of Renton Avenue, where about 14 churches cluster.
We were the second one that came here in 1998. There's one right there, see where it says Greater Gospel Temple. There's two churches that are in that building. This is another church. This is the former dollar store. It's two to three churches that meet in here. This church over here has two churches that meet here. It used to be three because it was a Hispanic church. And let's keep walking. So we've counted how many so far?
Oh, I don't know, 10 maybe?
Not yet. We're getting there though, we're getting there. That's the old grocery store. That big building over there. There's three churches in there.
Three.
And right, we probably won't walk down there, but you see where it says Bible Study Outreach Ministries? There's two churches in there. This space is for sale right here. They're trying to get another church in. They're trying, since the dentist's office, I think they've been advertising this space as would make a great church.
Why do you think so many churches have relocated here?
One thing, availability, space. This is the last frontier because property is so expensive in Seattle. Everything has been priced out of Seattle. This is the last frontier. This is King County unincorporated. So they've got a lot of these buildings that are vacant, and so churches come in here and they rent.
You must understand that many people don't live in Seattle anymore, especially people of color. They're in Renton, where are, where else?
Most of them are in Kent, Auburn, Federal Way. Mm-hmm. We've been here so long, until when we moved here, there was still quite a few, you know, African Americans living in the Central District. So this seemed so far out. Now, I mean, this is close in.
Has the property values that have pushed a lot of people to move from Seattle here, have those forces started to move in here too, into Skyway? Is it still affordable?
It's gone up. Even our building, from when we purchased it to the price that it is now.
It's not the values, it is the taxes.
The taxes are eating us up.
The issue is the opportunity of access.
Yeah. To make an impact, yeah.
To make a positive impact. Down here, they've had some fatalities. A lot of shell cases were spent in this area.
You know, two were just killed here. Did you know that?
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you pointing right now?
Right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right next door to where we're standing.
Yeah.
We get ready to come to church, and it'll be taped off up there. Great surprise. It makes us have to pray more.
And then there was a third shooting that was in relation to that at the Rainier Beach track meet. That guy was classmates with my kids, and he was killed right in front of his children.
I just wonder if, with all the changes, the community, particularly African-American communities in this area, there's a lot of turmoil in terms of people getting priced out, gentrified, and displaced, and going to different places, trying to find their place, and so on. What role do these churches, you think, play in kind of providing some stability and holding the community together?
They provide hope, provide a sense of family, a sense of connection. You know, we didn't give you all of the churches yet.
I just got a taste?
Yeah, that the old library is a church now. One block going this way,
there's another church that has a church. Sacred spaces here, where my lab, they are here.
One more time.
Sacred spaces here, sacred spaces here.
Carolyn and Menard Sofer are the pastors at New Birth Ministries Church in Skyway, and thanks to Max Wasserman for his help on this story.
Mm-hmm.